I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. If you haven't yet heard the story of Billy Ray Harris and Sarah Darling, get ready to smile. Billy Ray Harris is a homeless man who spends his days on the downtown sidewalks of Kansas City, begging pocket change from the people who walk past him. Sarah Darling was one of those kindly people who gave him some coins. A couple of weeks ago, Sarah dumped the contents of her change purse into Billy Ray's cup. Besides the few coins she had, another item fell into the cup that she'd forgotten she'd put in her coin purse, her diamond engagement ring. The next day, in a panic, Sarah returned to Billy Ray's corner and asked if he had the ring. Yes, he said, he knew it must be valuable, and he held on to it, and he gave it back to her. A great act of honesty and kindness from a homeless person who could really have used the money if he'd taken it into the pawn shop. But instead, he returned it, asking no reward. Now, we treasure hunters do things like that all the time. We'll dig a class ring, do some detective work, find the owner, and return the ring, asking nothing except perhaps a photo of us with the ring owner. But this story grows from a warm human kindness tale to an unbelievable story of goodwill. Because Sarah Darling's husband set up a website for Billy Ray, telling of his honesty and asking readers to make a donation to this homeless man. And here's the kicker. So far, nearly $200,000 has been contributed. I think Billy Ray Harris will soon be giving up his sidewalk home. Now, what I want to know is, where is our $200,000? No, not really. The reason I tell this story is that it's great to see some happy news once in a while. I had a similar experience, but on a much smaller scale, this week. I got an email from a guy who was looking for a magazine that had treasure hunter Carl Fismer on the cover. I went through all my magazines, but I didn't have that one. I emailed him back my regrets. But then I went one step further. I did an internet search for Fismer and found an email address for one of his associates. I wrote him and asked him if he knew which magazine had Carl on the cover, and he sent me back a list of several magazines that pictured Carl. I forwarded that list to the original seeker and told him where he could probably find the magazines he wanted. End of story? Not quite. Both the original requester and the fellow who gave me the answer ordered copies of my book. So that's two sales I wouldn't have had if I'd not taken the time to track down this guy's magazines. Not quite $200,000, I'll admit, but still left me feeling pretty good. And speaking of my book, it's called The Metal Detecting Manual, and it's at treasuremanual.com. How's that for a sneaky transition? Okay, another show wrapped up. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.